hold it down, the body rejoices in its fresh revelation. When the prophet begins seeing and dreaming again, and while all others rejoice, he longs and groans again for a greater dimension of the fullness of him who fills all in all. That is why fasting is so critical to the body of Christ in these days. For while the bridegroom is still in heaven, the bride longs, fasts, and creates a gravitational pull on the one who remains in heaven until he can remain no longer. But he does come, even now pulled by the divine hunger of the church. He comes with times of refreshing from the Lord. I love the title of Larry Sparks' book, Ask for the Rain. Years ago in Pasadena, California, I lost two of my favorite books. One was by Arthur Wallace called The Day of Thy Power, earlier titled Rain from Heaven. The other book was Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting by Derek Prince. I couldn't find these books anywhere, and I find myself groaning all day long saying, I have to find those books. I was actually being drawn by a chapter in Prince's book entitled Fasting Precipitates the Latter Rain. In Joel chapter 2, it states that after the fast, God promises to send the early and the latter rain. In essence, Joel chapter 2 leads to Acts chapter 2. It was such a strange day that I would find myself travailing with longing for these books. I wanted God to give me a sign that the fasting was bringing the rain of revival. That night, I preached in Lancaster, California, at my friend Joe Sweet's church. As I sat in his office that evening preparing for my preaching, he suddenly got up from his chair and walked over to the bookshelf. He reached into his bookshelf, knowing nothing of my groaning, and pulls out the book, The Day of Your Power, Rain from Heaven, by Arthur Wallace. I think you're looking for this book, he amazingly said to me. I shook at the sign. The next morning I was teaching a prophetic class, and before the meeting a brother came up to me and said that a man had met him early that morning at the Anaheim Vineyard and gave him a book saying, Lou is looking for this right now. You guessed it, it was Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting by Derek Prince. For 20 years I've locked onto this amazing window to heaven. As the church longs for God, as she fasts and she prays, as she steps out in signs and wonders, as she blesses all the streams of the body of Christ, the rains begin to fall. I can hear the sound of a mighty rain. As you read the stories of these men and women in this book, and as you tune your heart to the symphony of their song, you too will begin to hear the sounds of a mighty rain. Even now, as I write this forward, the 110th anniversary of the Azusa Street Revival is hurtling toward us. From 1909 to 1913, William Seymour, an African-American man who contended to open up heaven and washed away the color line and the blood, prophesied that in 100 years, a revival far eclipsing Azusa would come. Maria Woodworth Eder, while in Chicago in 1913, proclaimed the same word. I'm in connection with a Nigerian pastor, Reverend Mossy, who has mobilized tens of thousands of believers in prayer for the last 3 years in Africa and Europe for the fulfillment of that prophecy. It's time to pray for the rain in the time of the latter rain. Then shall the great harvest spring forth in our nations and in every tribe and tongue. As the harvest ripens, pray for the Lord of the harvest to thrust laborers into the worldwide harvest field. Let it rain. Signed, Lou Engel. Preface. What is revival? Revival is not locked up in the heavens, waiting for enough desperate cries and persistent prayers to pull it down. This sounds spiritual, but is theologically and fundamentally incorrect. Revival is not merely an event, church service, conference, or special gathering. Revival is not simply a season of heightened spiritual activity. Revival is not even a time of visitation, and then back to business as usual. Revival is meant to redefine business as usual. Revival, at its very core, is the dynamic demonstration of New Testament Christianity. Without hype, without